This is Brian, and you're listening to Bring Glaze Daily. Welcome back. Well, hello, hello. What is up, everybody? Ciao. Come stiamo oggi? Spero benissimo. Bentornati a tutti, and welcome back to the newest, brand new edition of Bring Glaze Daily. You guys, you know how this works. We're going to begin with a translation challenge today. And speaking of my podcast, la translation challenge oggi è una domanda, ragazzi. Quanto ci metti per fare una puntata del podcast? Let me say that one more time. È una domanda, quindi la domanda è: quanto ci metti per fare una puntata del podcast? Saper dire metterci e volerci in inglese è sempre importante, quindi in bocca al lupo. E detto questo, that being said, let's begin today's episode with one big thing. And yes, today it is literally big once again. So, what if I told you that there were a bridge in Turkey that was 2,023 meters long, and it's not on land, it's above water? That is today's one big thing. This bridge does exist, and its name is the 1915 Kanakale Bridge. Of course, my Turkish pronunciation is terrible. I do not speak Turkish at all. But this bridge is called 1915 Kanakale Bridge. And guys, this is the longest suspension bridge in the world. So even though the name is 1915, it was not built in 1915. That would be amazing. The technology more than 100 years ago to build the longest bridge in the world. But it was not built in 1915. That year, there was a significant victory for Turkey in World War I. And that is why the bridge is named 1915. It was actually, the construction actually began in 2017, and it ended in February of 2022. So this bridge cost €2.5 billion. However, it's estimated that now this bridge will save 415 million with an M euros per year. So it was a huge investment. Obviously, it was extremely expensive, but the idea is that now the bridge will actually save the country money because there is a reduction of fuel consumption and carbon emissions. This is what the president of Turkey, Mr. Erdogan, again, I don't know the pronunciation, this is what his belief is. So maybe it's a great investment for the country. And I'm always fascinated by incredible architecture. And when I found out about this bridge, I thought it was very interesting because there's also some symbolism. For example, the name 1915, as we said, it refers to a victory in World War I. And moreover, the height, the highest point of the main cable, il cavo principale, is 318 meters. 318. This bridge opened on March 18th. 318. So there are some tiny little symbolic meanings to this bridge as well. And I'm always fascinated by stuff like that. if you get the chance, look up this bridge. It's seriously beautiful. It looks incredible. It's so long. It's the longest suspension bridge in the world. And yeah, it just looks amazing. I love incredible architecture. It's not the first time we've talked about it on Bring Glaze Daily. So when I came across this bridge, I thought, okay, I definitely want to share a little bit about it. So I hope you can go look at pictures and find out more about it. But let's take the chance now to switch over to the question of the day. And today's question of the day really has nothing to do with the one big thing. Often it does. Often the question of the day is relevant to the one big thing. But anyway, today's question of the day is, what's your relationship with social media? So by the way, in English, social media is the name for I social. In Italian, you say I social, credo. In English, we call this social media. So for example, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, now known as X. What else is there? Snapchat, YouTube, TikTok, etc. Maybe I'm forgetting one of them. And what's your relationship? What's your connection to social media? How do you live social media? So, like most people, I have tried many different types of social media. I've basically tried everything that I just listed. But I'm not in love with social media. In general, I believe the concept is dangerous, as most people would agree. I think social media is a good idea on paper, but in practice, it has so many problems and it causes problems. Everyone knows about jealousy of Instagram. On Instagram, you share the most amazing moments of your life. But what you don't share is day-to-day life, where you're working or you ate a very simple lunch. People only share lunches if they're incredible. People don't share pictures of themselves working. And most people know this, but despite that, they still feel jealousy or the classic FOMO feeling, fear of missing out, paura di perdersi qualcosa, FOMO. And those are both uncomfortable, unpleasant emotions. Inevitably, every time we go on Instagram, we see this. That's one problem with social media. Another problem, in my opinion, is attention. In the past, when we consumed entertainment, it was always longer. You have to read a book. You have to watch an entire movie. And then we even had YouTube videos that were longer. And now, what is so popular is shorts and reels and a TikTok video where it's literally 1 minute is the maximum. Again, on paper, the idea seems innocuous, but in practice, I think there are some serious consequences to this. Of course, as a creator myself, I am guilty because I'm also following the trend and I make shorts and reels and quick videos. So I'm definitely not innocent here. I'm part of the problem. I can admit that. That's the social media landscape nowadays. Is it the end of the world? No. The consumer also has the responsibility to draw the line. You cannot spend hours and hours and hours scrolling and consuming social media. If you do that, that's the problem. So I hope most people have the discipline to avoid that. But I didn't really answer the question, what is my relationship with social media? And to be brief, I'm a private person in general. I don't necessarily like to share too much about my life. Of course, I share something. I mean, I have a decent following. Many people know me. So I do share something about my life. But in general, I like to be private. And other than my Instagram page, I don't really use social media. I used to love X, but I decided to stop using that because I know that it's not necessarily healthy to be on that. It's not healthy to be on Instagram either, but I also do it for work. I like sharing knowledge about English. But in general, I try to avoid social media. I will say, I like YouTube quite a bit. YouTube has kind of replaced television for me. So, in general, I try to avoid social media when I can. I don't let it become the center of my life, but I definitely use it at times. What about you guys? Do you guys have a unique relationship with social media? Maybe yes, maybe no. In any case, let's continue today's episode with the final part, the answer to the translation challenge. So, if you remember, the question was, quanto ci metti per fare una puntata del podcast? Ed è importante sapere come dire metterci in inglese. Ragazzi, questa domanda in inglese è, how long does it take you to make a podcast episode? Let me say that one more time. How long does it take you to make a podcast episode? First of all, when we're measuring time, quando misuriamo il tempo, bisogna dire how long, non è how much, visto che parliamo del tempo. Quanto tempo ci metti? Quanto ci metti? How long? E poi metterci in inglese, due cose da sapere. Il soggetto è it. Anche se io ci metto, in inglese il soggetto può essere it. E il verbo è take. È come dire quanto lungo mette così. How long does it take you? Quanto lungo ti mette una puntata? In inglese la mentalità è questa. So, soggetto, it, verbo, take, oggetto, you. Sì, possiamo aggiungere un oggetto con metterci in inglese. E infatti l'ho fatto. How long does it take you? E poi per fare, to make, semplice, una puntata del podcast, a podcast episode, puntata, episode. That is the explanation for today's translation challenge. I hope you got it right. And if you didn't, don't worry too much. It's no problem. You can always try again on Monday. And that will be our next episode. So, that means this is the end of the week. It was a nice week of episodes. And guys, I would kindly ask you to join me again on Monday morning for the newest episode of BD. All right, ladies and gentlemen, thank you one more time for listening, and I'll talk to you all very soon. Peace.